Oh, thank you, Chairperson of the session. Let me take this opportunity to greet everyone who is in attendance of our press briefing, fellow patriots, especially the generation of 1976. As I can see that there are some young lions in our midst as we are about to conclude their month. I want to say to them, Soyithola yes. Let me take this opportunity also to highlight some of the few items that I will be dealing with here as a basic Department of Basic Education Select Committee. We will be dealing with the question of floods that have. I think it's a national question that is confronting now us in this winter period time, and also the question of the progress that we've made to implement the Bella Act, and also I will be touching also on the ECD, the Early Childhood Development Amendment Act. The committee, first and foremost, shares the grief that we are facing as the country of the school kids that have been involved in an accident when they were trying to cross the bridge with the minibus that they were using. We lost the future. 13 lives of those learners were caught up in that incident, and today we, in fact, it's part of what has been happening in the country, plus minus 50 across the country of people that have been involved, but specifically in this one for these kids that were coming from the school. As the committee, we are with the family. We are feeling what they are feeling. It is not a good sign to lose your kid, especially expecting them coming from school with their smile, and you discover that they are no longer going to be with you. The committee calls for the families of these kids to be fully supported, as we have already been engaging with the department to ensure that at least there is a warmth and they are not going to be alone in this, in their time of grief. Also, is to consider the conducting of an oversight. We want to go there because the question of infrastructure that on a continuous basis. We want to see if was there any poor workmanship so that we do not continue to find ourselves in a grieving mode on the basis that people were reckless and negligent in their work. We will ensure that soon, once we receive a full report, we will make ourselves available just to follow up so that we can make our own findings, not to depend on what has been reported to us. The committee will also be requesting a disaster management report that will inform the members of the on the damage and then come up with recommendations. As I've already alluded that we need a full brief. We do not want to take this thing as a just one of the incidences, but we want to take to make sure that we do not encounter this when it comes to the future of this country, because those learners are the future of this country. We want disaster management to give us that full brief so that we make our own recommendations. We do not rely only on what has been said, it has been sent to us. Funds that will be used for infrastructure, school repair will be closely monitored, working together with the Office of the Auditor General. And quarterly progress reports will be submitted to the. We, it's 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 We want to make sure that there is no money that is being spent unaccounted for. You see, sometimes when money is available, just there is a tendency of ticking the box without providing quality. We would not want to find ourselves rebuilding, you see, on a situation of a human settlement. You build a house, you discover that that house you have built, you will have to go back and then do the same work that you have done instead of progressing to do something else. So we are saying that as the committee, we are going to be very close to, we'll monitor the progress very close, and also just to check in terms of what were the causes. Are there any recognized activities that were caused by human nature? Because sometimes we might have these floods, but if the conditions are not conducive for those, then we are going to be finding ourselves on a consistent mode of redoing what we have been done. On the question of Bella Act, as it was passed last year, I think in November, the president signed the bill into the law. We know that it was not an easy journey, you see, because there are those who are across the fence, whilst we're building a united nation, one nation for everyone to live. But we discovered that there are those who are across the fence who are consistently against the progress and development, whether we talk about law, whether we talk about bringing people together to be one community. So Bella Act is part of those progressive piece of law that begins to respond to that, so that our kids can be able to be under one roof. The committee so far appreciate the work that the department have done in its quest to speedily implement the Basic Education Amendments Law in terms of reference, and is closely monitoring the progress of implementation. More importantly, the committee is paying attention to the full implementation of compulsory grade R, especially with regard to schools having capacity to accommodate the learners, as well as appointing more qualified educators for early childhood development. The members of the committee also made a resolution at its recent strategic planning session that the committee will focus its attention on learners living with disabilities and special needs at an early childhood development level. This will be the focus area of the committee on its term. Schools must have educators that are specifically trained and qualified, very well equipped to ensure that they are taking care of learners living with disabilities. This is to ensure that no child is left behind, as this is also the intention of the Bella Act. Today, we are still grappling with this question across the spectrum. So when we're making our own observations, we discover that instead of focusing from the basic education, we have a tendency of always looking at the exit level. So our task now and our focus is to ensure that we are starting from their birth, start them on their great R's, so that this becomes a norm and everyone is acquainted and is well equipped to deal with this particular question. Not that it's a question of favor, but it's the constitutional prerogative that early childhood, especially disability and kids with special needs, are being taken care of. So the Act remains enacted with the understanding that regulations setting out the norms and standards are to be prepared. We are hearing of something new, because after the act was passed into law, there was an expectations of regulations, not the guidelines. We are hearing now of the guidelines that have already been sent to the provinces. We will wait for the report so that we can understand as to what is actually happening now, which direction are we taking, because our understanding, those guidelines will not be binding in terms of the law. Therefore, the question now of ensuring that we're enforcing the Bella Act, how are we going to do that? Because there must be a process, because we want to encapsulate everyone to be on board. Those who feel that the Bella Act is not serving their community interest or their individual interest, they know there was a process that was allowed in terms of the law. You go for a review if you feel that there is an element that is being left behind, so that we do not find ourselves repeating the same process once again. Therefore, it is important to note we have become aware of these guidelines. These guidelines, the DBE indicated, are intended to offer non-binding but important guidance on how schools and education departments should interpret and implement the Bella Act and related legislation. We call for greater clarity on these guidelines and wish to remind all that implementation of the Bella is not an option to schools, but a law of the Republic. We do not want a no-go areas in certain schools because they are identifying an element of technicality on the implementation. We are saying that the Freedom Charter that we're celebrating this year, we are celebrating a Freedom Charter. It's 70 years, if I'm correct, Honorable Letsia. Therefore, if we're saying that the doors of learning literally now must be open, it can't be a situation of non-negotiables. We understand there are those who still feel that their schools are only for a particular race. The Bella Act is clear in terms of that. There will be no-go areas. All the schools now must be open for our kids. Our kids must be able to interact freely with each other, irregardless of class, race, and so on. So we are going to make a request also to get a clarity so that we can understand the logic behind this new development now, understanding of the struggle of where we are coming from, when we're supposed to have passed the bill into a law. We know that we were challenged up until we open up for certain clauses 4 and 5. Even when you take it to a constitutional scrutiny, it has passed the constitutional scrutiny legally. So there is no way that you can delay the implementation of that act now. I will also touch, as I have highlighted, on the migration of the function of early childhood development and the Children's Amendment Act. Some time ago, colleagues in the sixth administration of Parliament made a very progressive call to move the ECD function to the Department of Basic Education. This decision, being implemented with successes and being monitored by Education Committee in the NA, both houses of Parliament, your NA and NCOP. We are proud of this and will form a great deal of work, especially when conducting oversight. ECDC centers will be included on our oversight programs whenever we go out on physical oversight. We cannot leave it outside to be done by other people. It is our constitutional mandate to do that. We call for better resources in terms of funding and maintenance. Chapter 5 and Chapter 6 of the Children's Act Amendment Act relates to the work of the DBE and deals with the role clarification. It is in these chapters that we note that the responsibility for infrastructure maintenance, also in historical disadvantaged areas, is the responsibility of local municipalities. We know that when it comes to certain functions, this one will be pointing, Paul will be pointing, Sizwe will be pointing with justice. So we are saying it can't continue as such because people are running away from their responsibilities. Hence, we came up with this piece of legislation so that we know when we are asking Peter, why are you standing there? Peter will be able to say, no, I forgot I was supposed to stand there. Then that's when we are going to ensure that consequence management are being followed. We can't continue as such. These committees call for greater working relationship between DBE and local municipalities regarding these infrastructure concerns. We are aware and note the DBE's Banapili registration drive of registration at least 10,000 so far, these centers. At least it's a good progress because we can be able now to identify where they are located. No local authorities are going to say, no, we're not involved. We just saw these things taking place, but we are part of that. Then you must pump resources. You must also play your oversight role. Monitor them. DBE needs to prioritize historically disadvantaged communities as the need for funding and infrastructure are greater. We know, even today, if we can struggle to pass a simple law, we must ask ourselves how far in terms of implementation of these laws. We are still facing that challenge even today. But because of this is a democratic country, the will of the majority, the will of the people of this country is moving forward. Those who are standing in front of it, you want to question them, they are going to be affected. So that is why we are saying every piece of legislation must be closely monitored, every decision that the government is taking. That is why we are putting now DPE at the forefront of ensuring that funding of these infrastructures are improved. As a country, we have seen that the migration pattern of parents and caregivers affect schooling. Schools in economically thriving provinces like Gauteng, the Western Cape, and KZN oversubscribed. This means the learner movement calls for precise decisions on where we build schools and how we maintain those. We cannot continue to ignore maintenance, especially in poor areas, and our schools fall into despair. We can even just across the road, we go to Kwalanga or Khayelitsha, or we take a decision, we move to this side of the town, we will see that we are not there yet. We must enforce it. The fact that you see that there are people who are taking the department into court, whenever there is a law that is going to be passed or that is being passed, you must understand that it is on the basis of that. There are people who are identifying themselves outside of us as majority. They are consistent because they do have resources of doing that. They are not progressive. They are anti-progress. The generations to come must not continue on the same struggles that the generations of 1976 were fighting for. Therefore, we cannot tolerate that kind of behavior. We do not intend to get involved in the portfolio committee scrumming with the minister. We understand that from the past few days, we saw on our social media platforms, there were a lot of issues that were taking place in trying indeed to ensure that those who are supposed to be accountable must account. On the question of the sitter boards, the select committee is clear to say those sitters must serve the interest and objective of what they have, you know, created for. It can't be a platform for bickering. It can't be a platform, you see, for chess games. That is why we are saying that we are not going to be drawn as the select committee on that process, but we are making the call on the appointment of sitter as a matter of urgency. We do not want to hear anything that is being said, but we want to see, to hear the implementation. Sitters continue with what they were founded for, which is workplace experience and skills. We know the backlog of skills that we are currently confronted with as a country. Our NTP 2030, I believe that we are left with 5 years, if I'm correct. Government have set targets. If we are going to be having this kind of a situation, what objective are we serving? What constitutional mandate are we carrying? So we are very clear as a select committee. We are also highlighting that it remains a ministerial process of how she gets to appoint board and board chairs. That is the constitutional mandate prerogative. It's not friendships or what. Those must be clearly implemented as highlighted. Constitutional processes must be followed. Due diligence must be done on this process. Conflict of interest not arise, and that transparency with issues such as panel members helping the minister. But importantly, deserving candidates are not disadvantaged for political affiliation, but we must be honest about it. And finally, that women candidate must also be appointed to chair these boards. This is 2026. We know what happened during August 1956. We can't be finding ourselves again. We want to see the flourishings of those struggles. We want to see the fruits of those struggles, of that generation, those heroes and heroines. And at the same time, when we are addressing this question of, you know, we must also be mindful of the fact that these people here that are leading must not, they are kids, they must not be denied an opportunity on the basis that they are their kids. Because as we were saying that we are not going to, you know, find ourselves scrummy, we cannot allow that kind of a situation where people are being discriminated on the basis that they are the kids or they are the related to certain individuals who are leading. If there is any evidence of nepotism, it must be brought to the fore. But we cannot find ourselves bickering on people who are qualifying in terms of what are the requirements for anyone to participate in these boards. We can't. We cannot find ourselves in that, not this day and age. It is anti-progress. We cannot tolerate that. The committee acknowledge and appreciate the minister's efforts in once again opening the application process for the CETA boards. It is now the role of the committee to perform effective oversight over the process of appointing the new board chairpersons. We recommend that the board member must have experienced people who display exceptional leadership qualities and high level of integrity to serve in the CETAs. In terms of the consolidation of the previous panel appointed by the ministers, the committee acknowledges the report requested by President of this country, Cyril Ramaphosa, whereby the minister is supposed to submit to the president for consideration. We will allow for the president to process the report and take a decision on the matter. This will also inform us of the next step to take going forward. We can't find ourselves now squabbling on the matter that we know, because we are the legislators. As legislators, we must know what are the process of legislation, how to follow if there is any legislative miscarriage that we identify. So in this instance, we have a president here. This is what we've done also on the question of the Bella Act, because some of us were really irritated in terms of the behavior of the minister. The Constitution is clear. The president invites. When you invite someone, and then we no longer feel comfortable now in terms of, no man, your manners in where I invited you are not the correct manners. You have a right of telling that person, no, you are no longer invited here. You must find yourself where you are going to be able to be comfortable. So also on this question, we are going to wait for the president also. You see, we do not understand now these processes that want to supersede. The country is governed by the Constitution. We must follow the Constitution. The president has all the necessary authority in the Constitution. So we don't understand now why there are these processes of for making noise about question of ethics and so on. There is not even an investigation for that matter that have arrived on that conclusion. So by those few words, we want to say this is our submission to Chairperson. Thank you very much.